Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. civic and pocketbook scan, August 26, 2026, in plain English. Pull up a chair, because we'll walk through what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table, and what to keep an eye on next. Today's biggest household cost actions involve ground beef, cross-border tariffs, and the electricity system. There are also new federal moves affecting school meals, rural prescription care, homelessness funding, and House representation in Georgia. Several steps are announcements or executive actions, so the practical effect will depend on agency follow-through, supply chains, and court decisions. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. White House opens a larger, low-tariff import window for lean beef starting September 1st. President Donald Trump issued a proclamation adding 300,000 metric tons of lean beef trimmings to the lower tariff import quota for 2026. The extra supply is split into three 100,000 metric ton periods, September 1st through 30, October 1st through 30, and October 31st through November 30, or until filled. The administration says it is aimed at easing high ground beef prices. What to watch? Watch for Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Trade Representative implementation notices before the September 1st opening and for grocery price data during the fall. Headline 2. Canada's retaliation raises the stakes for U.S. exporters and shoppers. Canada imposed retaliatory tariffs on roughly $20 billion in U.S. goods after the United States' new tariffs on selected Canadian products. Canada's measures cover items including steel, dairy products, appliances, farm equipment, seafood, clothing, cosmetics, and toilet paper, with rates that vary by product. What to watch? Canada says additional counter-tariffs are scheduled for September 8th. Also watch whether U.S. and Canadian officials reach a deal or add new tariffs, especially involving autos, dairy, steel, and electricity-related trade. Headline 3. White House declares an emergency over some foreign power grid equipment. President Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency over security risks in foreign-produced equipment used in the bulk power system. The order lets the Energy Department block or place conditions on future transactions involving equipment, software, maintenance services, or remote access capabilities that it determines pose a serious security or supply risk. It can also set conditions for certain equipment already in use. What to watch? Watch for Energy Department rules, lists of covered suppliers or equipment, exemptions, licenses, and any utility filings explaining cost or reliability effects. Headline 4. USDA and HHS announce up to $95 million for school kitchens and local food grants. The Agriculture and Health and Human Services Departments announced the Harvest to Hallways initiative. It includes a new $50 million investment for qualifying school cafeteria equipment, builds on $20 million in previously announced school lunch equipment grants, and offers up to $25 million in additional farm-to-school grants for fiscal year 2026. HHS also said it will invest $30 million in research on practical ways to improve school meal nutrition. What to watch? Watch for USDA application details, eligibility rules, award dates, and whether local districts choose to use the existing local procurement option. Headline 5. CMS announces $3.15 million for rural pharmacy coordination in Ohio. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced $3.15 million for pharmacy connectivity and prescription information systems across Ohio's 73 rural counties. CMS says the funds will connect independent and retail pharmacies, community health centers, and outpatient hospital pharmacies, including through better links to patient records and Ohio's prescription monitoring system. What to watch? Watch for Ohio's implementation timeline, which pharmacies and health centers take part, and whether CMS publishes measures on prescription safety or access. Headline 6. Everton Blair wins Georgia's 13th District Special Election runoff. Former Gwinnett County School Board Chair Everton Blair won the August 25th Special Election runoff for Georgia's 13th Congressional District, according to results reported by the Georgia Secretary of State and a race call by the Associated Press. He defeated Marcy Scott, daughter of the late Representative David Scott. The state still labels the election night returns unofficial until county canvasses and state certification are complete. What to watch? Watch for Georgia's certified result and for the district's November 3rd general election contest for the full next term. Headline 7. Trump administration asks appeals court to pause order protecting Los Angeles Homeless Services Agency. The Trump administration filed an emergency request on August 24th to pause a federal judge's August 13th order protecting the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority's role in the local federal homelessness grant system while an appeal proceeds. The August 13th order had temporarily prevented HUD from removing LASA from that role. The latest filing is a request, not a court decision, so the earlier order remains in place unless a court changes it. What to watch? Watch for a ruling on the government's stay request and for HUD's next steps after a separate federal court set aside the National 2026 Continuum of Care grant notice. Welcome back to whatsmypolitics.us. Today's story is White House opens a larger low-tariff import window for lean beef starting September 1st under groceries, tariffs, and presidential trade authority. Here's the short version. President Donald Trump issued a proclamation adding 300,000 metric tons of lean beef trimmings to the lower tariff import quota for 2026.
From where I sit, with savings and investments already in place, this story matters most for what it signals about the bigger picture. Lean trimmings are used in ground beef, so this could add supply to a grocery item many families buy. It does not set a lower shelf price, and stores are not required to pass savings along. The proclamation says the Agriculture Department and U.S.
For a household like mine, with a mortgage or rent and a steady paycheck, here's what I want to know. Lean trimmings are used in ground beef, so this could add supply to a grocery item many families buy. It does not set a lower shelf price, and stores are not required to pass savings along. The proclamation says the Agriculture Department and U.S.
I'm living closer to paycheck, so I feel this faster than most. Lean trimmings are used in ground beef, so this could add supply to a grocery item many families buy. It does not set a lower shelf price, and stores are not required to pass savings along. The proclamation says the Agriculture Department and U.S. on a tight fixed budget, a change like this can be the difference between covering the month or falling short. Lean trimmings are used in ground beef, so this could add supply to a grocery item many families buy. It does not set a lower shelf price, and stores are not required to pass savings along. The proclamation says the Agriculture Department and U.S.
Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials. Then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now, back to the briefing.
Zooming back in on this specific story, I'd want to see the long-term numbers before making any big decisions. Watch for Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Trade Representative implementation notices before the September 1 opening, and for grocery price data during the fall.
For my family's plans, I'll wait to see what actually happens before I change anything. Watch for Customs and Border Protection and U.S. Trade Representative implementation notices before the September 1 opening and for grocery price data during the fall.
I can't afford to wait and guess, so I'm watching for the exact date this kicks in. Same here. I just want a straight answer on timing and whether there's support if this makes things harder.
Four different households, one story. Four different stakes. That's the point of covering it this way at whatsmypolitics.us. Real effects, not talking points. Follow the linked sources, make your own call, and we'll see you tomorrow.